Lifespring Media, bringing the message of hope, love, and good news since 2004. Thanks for your support. And now, on with the show.
When dividing up circles.
Hey, how's it going?
First you straighten the curves.
This is Steve Webb in the Lifespring Weekend Music Show.
Now they're running in parallel.
Number 85.
But it won't be the first.
During the week.
If you hold on a while, there's another one coming. Solely on weekend. For the sake of us all. Set on fire to test it. Made the company proud. Cold hot crash makes you turn and look over your shoulder. Chasing the way it goes, you know. Somewhere it goes. Chasing the way it goes, you know. Somewhere it goes. I don't care if it's broken. We could all use a fix. Just be stolen or quick now. Seems so long to the top, but it's fast when you're falling, only to find it. Nothing like the brochure, and the price is outrageous, and the service is not what you paid for. Chasing the way it goes, you know. Chasing the way it goes, you know. Chasing the way it goes, you know. Somewhere it goes.
Yeah, that's Cold Hot Crash from San Francisco. I liked the concept of dividing up circles and just kind of the way they started that song. So I thought, hey, that's a good way to start the show. Next up is Blue Shot. They are just a, straight on rock and roll band from Denmark. I got a great show for you today. I really think you're going to like it.
It seems so easy.
Turn it up.
For you to say goodbye. It seems so easy. For you to say goodbye. It seems so easy, little darling. When I look into your eyes. Bye.
All right. That's right. Come on. It doesn't get any better than that. That is some good old rock and roll from some boys in Denmark. Actually, if I remember right, I found it off GarageBand.com. That I remember for sure, but I think I remember reading that they are from the United States, but currently residing in Denmark. Well, whatever the case may be, that's some good, good music. So you say, Steve, why are you putting out a LifeSpring Weekend Music show during the week? Well, the reason is I just didn't get the show out over the weekend, and I had spent a lot of time looking for some great music, and, well, you know, I just couldn't wait to share it with you. I've got some great stuff. I've got some really unique-sounding stuff. I've got some good old rock and roll like you heard there. I've got some music that I discovered as a result of reading an article in a music production magazine. They did a profile of this one artist that I'll be playing a little bit later, who has built her own studio in her home, and she's completely self-produced. She writes her own music, she records it herself, she mixes it herself, the whole nine yards, and to boot, she is a great artist. So I've got that later on in the show, near the end of the show. And the very last song I have, I'm actually kind of doing something maybe just a little bit out of school, but I've got somebody that has been around the music scene for over 30 years. I met him a long, 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 long time ago when I used to work for a radio station here in Southern California. Met him briefly then. I haven't met him since, but we have a mutual acquaintance that I really can't talk about too much today. But I thought, you know what, I'm just going to kind of jump the gun here a little bit and play this guy's music. And so that'll be at the end of the show. You won't want to miss that. Hey, before we get going any further here, I've got to thank CovenantEyes.com for helping to sponsor the LifeSpring Media family. CovenantEyes.com is a business, a company, a ministry that helps people to overcome the temptation of online internet porn. I guess if it's internet, it's obviously online. Is that redundant? Is that something that Ted Stevens might say, something about tubes? Yeah, well, maybe not. So anyway, if you've got children at home, or if you yourself are struggling with controlling the temptation to partake of internet porn, try CovenantEyes.com. They've got a great tool over there that can really help you to control that. And if you use the promo code LifeSpring when you sign up, you'll get your first month absolutely free. So check it out at CovenantEyes.com. That's CovenantEyes.com. Somebody said the other day, Steve, you say that too fast. CovenantEyes.com. Use the promo code LifeSpring, and you'll help yourself out. You'll help the LifeSpring Media family out, and it's all good. This next group is called Combine the Victorious, and the name of the song is King's Cross, and it's just a really unique-sounding song that grabbed my attention, and I wanted you to hear it too.
To
That's Christel Randomski. Randomski? Something like that. She's from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Who said those Canucks don't know how to rock? Huh? I don't know. Hey, I wanted to take a minute now and thank 1-800-PETMEDS also for helping to sponsor the LifeSpring shows. You know, over at 1-800-PETMEDS, you can get, using the promo code LIFE, L-I-F-E, you can get, let me see, a 10% discount, and you can get free shipping with orders of over $39 or more. If you have a dog, if you have a cat, and they need prescription meds like Frontline, you know, that flea and tick control stuff, or whatever, you can get some great deals over at 1-800-PETMEDS. Just be sure you use the promo code LIFE when you check out. All right, let's get rid of these animals here. Come on, come on, get out of here. Get out of here, get out of here. This next group is called Flame Shark, and they kind of reminded me of some of the old 60s hippie music, maybe some folk, a little bit of country. I can't quite put my finger on who they remind me of, maybe a cross between Arlo Guthrie and Canned Heat and somebody else, but this is Flame Shark with Kill Me With Your Sunshine. Were you there during the 60s? Does this kind of remind you of that? Kind of remind you of that? Yeah, I'll enjoy.
Close my eyes, I had a dream. You killed me with your sunshine. Close my eyes to get some sleep. I saw you on the other side, but you can't come.
Can I ask you a question, please? Promise you won't laugh at me. Honestly, I'm standing here, afraid I'll be betrayed. As twisted as it seems, I only feel love when it's in my dreams. So let in the morning light and let the darkness fade away. Can you turn my black roses red?
Alana Grace with Black Roses Red. And when I heard that song, it reminded me of my oldest boy's tattoo. He's got a tattoo on his shoulder of a heart. And the heart is being held in the hands of Jesus. And the part of the heart that is at the top, in other words, the part of the heart that is furthest away from Jesus' hands, is black. But the part of the heart that is at the bottom, that is touching the hands of Jesus, is red. And so there's a fade from the black to the red, of course symbolizing the fact that Jesus brings our dead heart back to life. And you know, I think what I'll do is I'm going to put a picture of Matt's tattoo on the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com. Just click on the tile for the Lifespring Weekend Music Show and you can take a look at it if you like. But anyway, that's why I played that song, because it reminded me of Matt's tattoo. This is a song that reminds me of driving late at night, maybe some rain on the windshield, where you're asking the tough questions, mulling over the human condition. Well, this song asks a question that most people have asked, but this guy hasn't yet found the answer. Listen up. By the way, this is Mike Quick.
People were built to last. A few decades moves real fast. And everybody knows, yeah, in the end, all got to go. You and I both share the same fate. We're born equal with the expiration date. One lifetime sure ain't enough. To find yourself, Lord, can be real tough. Why do people die? Makes sense, somebody tell me why. Why do people die? Makes no sense, somebody tell me why. Some people got a lot to say. You better hurry before life slips away. You found love doing well, living on top. The one day the drumbeat just comes to a stop. You end up dead weight in a box under dirt. A whole life spent and all you did was work. One lifetime sure ain't enough. To find yourself, Lord, can be real tough. Why do people die? It makes no sense, somebody tell me why. Why do people die? It makes no sense, somebody tell me why. Thank you.
know, death was not in God's original plan, my friend. No. If you read the first couple of chapters in the Bible, in Genesis, you'll see that very quickly. But since death has entered the picture, God came up with a great plan to deal with it. Bottom line, when you get right with God, when you have Jesus in your life, death ain't nothing to worry about. But this isn't a show that I spend a lot of time talking about such things, so I'll stop now. But if you want to know more, write to me at steve.lifespring@gmail.com, and I'll try to answer any questions that you might have about the whole God and Jesus thing. Mike Quick there with Why Do People Die didn't have the answer, but there is an answer. And it's an answer that can make every difference in the world, in your own life. And it can make that difference today. This is Tenpenny Joke with She. Real different sound. That's what grabbed my attention on this one.
Such a love.
That's Tenpenny Joke. And this next song is Monique Berry. This is the one who is completely self-produced. I found her, like I said earlier, as a result of reading a music production magazine. But I had such a hard time deciding on which one of the cuts off of her brand new CD to play for you. She's got 10 or so cuts on this CD. The title of the CD is I Won't Pretend. And I thought, well, I'll just play the title cut. But then I listened to this song and all the other songs, and I said, you know what, I'm going to flip a coin. So the one that won is this one, When the Rain Falls. Really good stuff. I think you'll like it. Isn't that nice? You want to be sure that you come by the show notes page and check out all the links to all the music, especially this one, Monique Berry. She's at MySpace. You can find her there. But I'll have the links to all the music there on the show notes page. Now, I have one last song. And like I said, I'm just a little bit out of school, I think, playing this. But sometimes you just got to have to, you know, just kind of stretch the boundaries a little bit, right? Well, I got an email today from a guy, and I can't tell you who it is or anything like that, I've already told you I'm an old guy, right? I mean, my background goes way back to the beginning of rock and roll. Rock and roll and I are just about the same age, and I was there at the very beginning of the contemporary Christian music way back in the Jesus Freak days. You guys know that I'm a friend of Brian Duncan, I was not always a friend of Brian's. I mean, I didn't know him back when Sweet Comfort Band was the sensation of contemporary Christian music. But Brian and I have become friends in the last several years. And so, anyway, I know the music from a long time ago, way back in the dawning days of Christian rock and roll, contemporary Christian music, whatever you want to call it. And I also used to work at a radio station, a station that played contemporary Christian music and secular devil music. It was between the two album-oriented rock stations here in Southern California, KMET at 94.7. And KLOS, which is still around, at 95.5. The station I worked at was Q95 FM. It was at 95.1 on your FM dial, babies. And anyway, people would be going back and forth between KMET and KLOS, and sometimes they'd hear something that they were familiar with at our station, and they'd stop, and they'd like what they'd hear. Not only did they hear the stuff they were familiar with, but they would hear some great Christian music and say, oh, well, maybe there's something there to listen to. One of the artists that we used to play was a guy by the name of Daryl Mansfield. Daryl is a rocker. He was, you older guys like me, you remember the group Gentle Faith? Well, he was the voice of Gentle Faith until he went off on his own in about 1978 or so as a solo act, and he began the Daryl Mansfield Band. Well, Daryl came into the radio station one day after he had released the album Get Ready, and he was, you know, doing a promotional tour and stuff like that. And so I met Daryl briefly at that time, way back in, I don't know, about 79, 80, somewhere in that neighborhood. And I was always a big Daryl Mansfield fan. Well, because of the email that I received today, which it was not from Daryl, but like I say, I can't tell you who it was, but blah, 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 blah. I'm going to, you know, take this little leap here and play one of my favorite songs from Daryl Mansfield to close the show out. And so I'm going to say right now, I'll just say my goodbyes now, and I'll just, you know, leave you with Daryl's song. I'll tell you in a minute what the song is, but anyway, thank you for joining me today, and I will have the other shows from the LifeSpring family out this week. LifeSpring will be released tomorrow, I hope, and I'll be getting hymn stories out and In Touch with God's Character. This is going to be a big week of production, but I want to thank you for being here today. I want to say may God bless you richly. Thank you for being a part of the LifeSpring family. And now, here is Daryl Mansfield with Get Ready. Turn it up.
Get ready. Look what's coming down. Take a look up in the sky and turn around. Yeah, the earth's shaking down to the sea. Yeah, I feel the spirit move.
Uh-huh. I told you. Good stuff. See you next time. God bless you. I'm Steve Webb. Goodbye.
If you want to hear more stuff like this, you got to help Steve. How to do it's over at lifespringmedia.com. So go over there now, right?